Welcome back, everybody.
Here we go. Senpai with some guy.
Episode
2-1.
21.
Damn. 21.
21.
Yep. So 21. Time to give us the key 21. To life, my friend.
21.
21.
Got
savage.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account.
Yeah.
In my bank account.
21.
21. Savage.
21.
20.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. If you didn't know, we went supernova last week.
Supernovas, you know,
which was supes. By the time this comes out, it'll be 2 weeks ago. No, the video won't be out till
trailer will be out, though.
The video will be out. Yeah, the trailer will be out tonight. Well, when we're filming this.
Yeah.
So
sick.
And then so in 2 weeks the video will be out. First one.
Fuck yeah.
Two-parter. Us at Supernova.
Get keen, because the trailer was fucking hilarious.
Dude, the trailer was We saw the trailer.
It was so good.
We might put it up on the
That was so good. I loved that.
It was funny, man.
That was hilarious.
It came out really good. Thanks to Mandog.
Thanks,
Mandy. Putting in that work.
Oh, man. Like, you guys don't understand how much he did for us that day. Seriously.
Tell you what. We were kind of like crackheads, to be honest.
Yeah.
We were filled with so much adrenaline. I don't know, like... Do you know that... you know the feeling.
Yeah,
though,
I know
when
the
we
feeling.
Were there.
I was trying to, like... I don't know, like, I was trying to put on a persona, you know, just so I didn't have to be so, like, nervous and anxious about being myself, but then I ended up just being myself anyway, so
well, it
didn't
like,
work out.
Dude, it's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, when you put yourself out there and you're like...
For sure.
You know, we're not really extroverted people. Well, I'm a little, you know,
like
I can talk
little,
to people,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, for sure, like...
But man, talking to randoms is always hard.
Honestly, if you've seen, like, if you were following us on the day, you know, going through our story... And seen like the aftermath of what we felt like after the interviews, like
it was crazy. Yeah,
yeah, like our full arm battery was gone.
It felt like a bender.
This
like
guy had a triple bender. Shot.
Dude, I had triple shot.
Triple
chai
shot
latte.
Chai latte. Like what
ooh,
the fuck?
If you're listening to this or watching this, you're like,
who
triple
gets
shot chai
yeah,
latte?
Triple
yummy.
Triple.
Ooh,
thinks he's Russell Westbrook.
Bit
you know?
Of cinnamon on top.
Triple double.
I don't mind a bit of sugar and spice, my friend.
Yeah.
It got
Old
me up.
Spice.
To be honest,
sponsor
it didn't really
us.
Do much. We went back in.
Yeah.
It pretty much just got me back to a normal level. Really,
yeah,
literally.
Same, yeah.
We were smashed at Santuro's. Mm. And then, you know, Manny was like, you guys ready to go do some more? And we were like, no.
No,
Manny. We are absolutely wrecked.
Yeah.
It's funny. Manny was like, oh, you know, I got home, bro. I was really pumped up. Because he had the opposite reaction to us.
Yeah.
Because we were like, you know.
We were going through
we were doing the energy, but he was like, wow, this is fun because he gets to be creative, like shooting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was loving it, dude.
Like
he
said I don't want to give too much away. You know,
it was
like,
good, man.
He did some awesome shots.
It
that, like,
sick,
you
yeah.
know, I wouldn't have even thought about. I haven't even seen the shots, but like.
There's more.
I'd be, you know, when we went in the second time and I was shopping and whatever and like turn around, Manny's not there. Look
he's
around.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like fully doing
yeah,
these
yeah.
like full mad shots.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
ninja.
Like, yeah, I loved it. It was sick as.
Yeah, it's sick. It was like, it felt good.
Yeah.
It's funny, looking at some of the footage, when we're interviewing some people, there's like actual people behind us, which we don't even know, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you know when we're doing the Gangnam one?
Yeah.
There's like 5 people.
Dang.
Legit, like looking over us, like as we're doing the interviews.
True.
So no wonder the people in front of us
were
feel
feeling
awkward.
Awkward,
dude.
Yeah, because I felt awkward in that one.
Yeah, I felt it went as it went on, it went better.
Yeah, definitely did, because the dude's sick ass.
Yeah, took
bro.
It away, took it away.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to subscribe again.
Yeah, 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 you're the best, dude.
Yeah.
But what it did, it was a sick day.
It was a good day, yeah. Good day. I enjoyed it, like, yeah, considering how much we were dreading putting ourselves out there like that, like, I very much enjoyed it.
I nearly got a cramp then.
Ooh, foot to knee.
I nearly got a cramp. I nearly got damp.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Dude, it was so fun.
It was
dude.
A lot of fun, yeah.
And like, I don't know, it was kind of nice like having to talk to people.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
Forcing us to talk to people.
Yeah, but it was cool.
It was cool because they're like our people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was good talking to some nerds, man. And do you know what I found really funny?
What?
I felt like I knew a bit more than some people.
I've told you this, dude. I've told you this.
Because we were asking questions and I was like, these are easy questions. Like,
yeah.
Once you see the video, you'll realize how easy these questions. Just
yeah,
for like an example, I'll make one up.
Yeah.
It was like, who's Mario's best friend slash sidekick character? Luigi. Like,
Luigi,
it was like that kind of.
Yeah. Stuff. Well, it was kind of hard coming up with questions on the spot, and like especially like we gave out a couple of hard ones.
Yeah, we get yeah,
and like they weren't getting them, so it was like, well, we got to give.
We
got to
do
the
easy ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
even the easy ones, dude. Like say if someone was dressed up like a character, I would give them a
character specific
character, and then they wouldn't know it. And it's like, come on, man, you need to know your stuff. But hey, I mean, if you look that good, who knows? Yeah, we met some cool people. It was a really good day, and
it was fun.
We'll do a breakdown later on with Manny.
Yeah, on the full day. Manny here. We'll do the full breakdown of how everything went. Just it doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right. Just the two of us talking. You know, fully breaking down the day. Yeah. When there was three of us there. Yeah.
There was three of us there. Yeah. But we did get some cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Bailey didn't get his sword, but I mean.
Yeah, I didn't bring my sword. Sorry, guys.
Little sneak peek. Little in the background until the next one. But I'm just grabbing a sword, guys.
Yeah. I'll give you guys a little bit of a teaser of what sword I got.
Okay.
One word. Suntoryu.
What is it?
All right, take whatever you will from that.
Yeah, most people are like, I have no idea what that is.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, winky wink.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We made a good negotiation that day.
Negotiation.
Not really. I was being a good friend.
Yeah, there was no negotiation. Like, you were just like, it's okay, man. Like,
yeah.
I know. He knew I wanted it.
We were looking at the same sword, and I was like, dude, this means more to you. That it means to me.
Yeah. I only got one left to go.
I know.
Mm.
And you'll see that in a future video.
You'll see it in the future, yeah.
Anyways, that was Supernova. It was really good.
Really fun.
Recommend you guys going if you have a chance.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it feels like if you're not like a nerdy person / you know, you don't have to be.
Nah.
There's a wide variety of people and things to do there.
Like the lady with the animal. The animatronic animal.
That was pretty cool, which you'll see. Yeah, she's a puppeteer. Yeah, it's like a puppet animatronic. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Just feel like seeing different stuff, you know.
And the artists.
The artists, yeah.
You just see
artists.
Like lots of artist stores. Which
Full-on stalls.
Yeah, it's not just anime, it's pop culture too. So it was pretty cool.
It was very cool. Very much enjoyed my day.
So if you want to see us be dickheads.
It's so awkward. I love it.
The trailer will probably be out by now anyway. So
yeah.
By the time this comes out in a week, you'll have the episode.
You'll be ready.
You'll be ready.
Yeah.
What else did? How was R&B Friday?
I went to R&B Fridays yesterday. I don't even think it's R&B Fridays anymore because like
it's called Fridays.
Stav, Abby, and Matt were not there.
Yeah, it's called Fridays.
Yeah, I don't think it's a B105 thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah, thank God.
But yeah, it was fun, man. Like, Akon went off, dude.
Yeah. Was he standing in the crowd and stuff?
A few of them went to the front and, like,
stand on the fence. Yeah.
Ashanti was amazing. Ashanti was so good.
Ashanti, yeah.
Yeah, like.
I saw the story about, you were like, oh, Ashanti's here.
I was so keen. you know, a lot of people talked about her not really singing the same as she used to, but fuck, she can sing, man.
Dude, Ashanti, she still got it, man.
She still got it.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Fucking speed racer, mate. Come on,
calm down. We've
got shit to record
here. Bloody hell, mate. It's not Need for Speed. Oh, is it?
The dark horse of the day, though. Macklemore,
yeah.
Macklemore, dude. Really like,
put your hands up.
I'm not really a fan of him.
But he got lit.
But fuck, his set was like next level, man. Yeah. Like, boom.
He seems like a pump act.
Yeah,
like
definitely the second best. Pumped, dude. Akon was the best. Like,
how was Jay Sean, man?
Jay.
You go down, down, down. Man.
He did two songs that I knew, and then I was just like, yeah, cool.
That was what I was worried about, man.
He had a 15-minute set.
Did he do down?
He did down, Do You Remember?
Oh, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need. But like, 15-minute set time for Jay Sean, come on. I didn't realize he was British.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It's fucked up. He was talking.
Like, hello, guys.
Yeah. Hope you all had a wonderful night tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay Sean's good memes. Good memes. 2007. the peak of his life, right?
Yeah.
There. And our life.
I kept my nickname strong, though. The Tac Vom God.
Tac Vom God.
Tac Vom God. Ended up in the cubicle stall for 15 minutes, I guess. That was fun. Super fun.
Dude, you're the man. I love it. Can I tell the camping story?
Yeah, you can tell the camping story.
We went, one time we went to Rainbow Beach camping with some friends. And
past Gym Pie.
Yeah, yeah. And anyways, all went good. We had a big night.
Huge. Big night.
I pretty much finished like a Johnny Walker. I did my...
straight.
I did my...
Shit was straight,
straight.
Man.
Stripe, mate.
Yeah, there's no mixer.
Yeah. And then, but I did my VOM nighttime.
Nighttime, yeah.
While watching some waves, some friends.
Yeah.
It was great.
Super dope.
And you know how you're trying to get away from that person? Do you know when you're like in that vomit mode?
Yeah.
And like when people are just like, no, 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 no. And you're like
looking, sweating hard out in your song.
Yeah, yeah, you're like,
shut your goddamn mouth.
Like doing the best you can to keep it in. You're like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I had to do that. The friend, you know who you are if you watch it.
Shout out to you,
Dana. and then the next day, we're playing beach soccer?
Volleyball.
Beach volleyball?
And soccer.
And soccer. Having a good time.
Yeah,
bit of Top Gun action going on.
Fuck yeah, it was Top Gun action. Top Gun
as hell. Anyways, Bailey's like, hey man, I'm just going to go back to the campsite. I'm going to get a drink or something.
Have a ciggy.
And I was like, oh, sweet man. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to a bit messed up.
Yeah.
So I go back and what do I see? Mr. Dring.
Tack bomb.
Standing behind the tent. little tacky bomb.
You know what sucks? Dana found me tack bombing as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
But the worst part about it was like, it wasn't even a good one because like I didn't eat the day before.
It was just a little, it's like so a bite. So it was just
yellow, like the worst
I hate those
kind
ones.
Of vom you could ever have because I was like full reaching.
Full gag, man.
I was reaching and like mid reach was when Dana came around the corner. I was like, fuck, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why you got, I don't want to be seen like this by anybody, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then like literally 2 minutes later, I'm still reaching. This guy comes around the corner. Fuck, man. It's the worst time of my life right now. And I had to drive back and it was like, what, 3 hour drive to get home?
Dude, that drive what a joke. Home, man. That drive home was chaotic, bro. And everyone was hangry too.
Yeah, let's not talk about the drive home.
Let's not talk about the drive home.
It happened.
It was hilarious.
What went down, it went down.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's for another time.
Was a long drive.
Just it was a long drive.
Long drive.
Oh, good times. Anyway, have you seen me tag form? I don't think I've tag formed. Maybe I've like fully.
Yeah, I think I've just seen you fully just let it go. Yeah.
I can't remember when.
No. Definitely seen it though.
100% you would have seen
it. Yeah.
Knowing me.
Yeah.
Haven't done that in a while though.
No. Neither. It was first time in a long time at R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays, man. Yeah. Fridays now, sorry.
Yeah, Fridays.
Fridays. That's all their advertisement.
Yeah. I got some news.
You got some news, man?
Got some.
I'm really excited. Got Pump it up. Very, do you want a drum roll?
Very good news.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, I'd love a drum roll.
It's more like a machine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Ash Ketchum from Pallet Town.
He's dead.
Has become a world champion.
Oh, shit. It's happened.
He's defeated the undefeated Leon. And Ash is the number one trainer in the world.
So he did it.
He's done it.
He's the very best.
He's the very best. And you know what?
Did he catch him?
Pikachu did a 1v2.
What?
Like, Leon had two left. Ash had Pikachu. And it was against Cinderace and Charizard.
Oh, that's messed.
Pikachu. Oh, man. This latest episode. Oh, my God. I was so jacked up, I was crying.
Mm.
Like Pikachu, shout out to you, man.
Shout out to Pikachu.
You are the best friend. You know? Like you are the ultimate. That little fucking electric mouse fought its heart out.
Dude. For our backstory, Ash has never actually won.
He won Alola.
Alola?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like this time was like
real deal.
Holyfield. Because he fought all Leon. The champions, you know.
Yeah,
he
that's sick.
Steven, Cynthia, and then Leon.
God damn. Good one. Good on you, Ash.
Good on you, Ash. I'm so proud of you.
Do you reckon they're still going to go with Ash now?
Nah. I think this is the end, man.
You're against the end?
I think this is the end of start Ash's story. Yeah.
I think it's time.
Yeah. Good on him. Like,
how long could you be 11
so
for?
So well.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a scene in this episode that I watched last night of Ash. Pikachu is about to pass out mid-battle.
Mm.
And you know what happens? All of Ash's friends come into like Pikachu in this like little fucking vision and they like cheer him on. And it like goes from gen, so it like starts off
so,
and
like,
you see
Rock.
Bulbasaur and like Squirtle, all the Pokemon.
Oh, the Pokemon.
You see Bulbasaur and Squirtle, like you see them call out to Pikachu and then Charizard comes in, then Butterfree and Pidgeot, bro. Shit. Oh my God.
Dude, Butterfree was a great episode. He was a great Pokemon.
Yeah, bye Butterfree.
Yeah.
Even Pidgeot, like Pidgeot left too.
The old intros.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's what it felt like the end though.
Yeah, it felt nostalgic as hell.
Yeah.
Are you going to move on now?
Move on, no. Never.
Next gen.
Next gen.
whoever it may be.
Next protagonist. We'll see. Why don't Ash we call them? Always got a very strong place.
I reckon
in my
the
heart
next person forever. Should be called Dust.
Dust.
Ash and Dust.
Ash and Dust. Dusty. Oh, I'd hate it if his name was Dusty.
Dusty. But it's going to go. It's going to be Dusty. It,
yeah.
Dusty, baby. Fuck, man. If you hear this, it's the chair. Yeah. I'm not farting constantly.
He's
throughout
lying.
The podcast.
He's farting.
I'm farting.
He's got the farts.
I'm sorry. Do you reckon we should get some like little lounge chairs?
Lounge chairs, maybe.
Wouldn't it be cool? Like little armresty.
I'd feel super rich if we did that.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I mean, I'd like to feel rich.
I'd feel pimping, you know.
Time to get on the Facebook Marketplace.
No. FBMK, yo.
Donations now. Get us chairs. Bing, bing.
Bing, bing.
Yeah, send
donations
some money.
Down here.
Yeah, donations. Go and get us some new chairs.
Yeah, I'll put in my ACC BSB, yo. Send it to us.
Yeah. Mackie D's all weekend. dude, yeah, good. Yeah, happy for you, man. Happy that Ash is finally taking that next step in his life.
Yeah.
He's moving on. He's probably going to start a family, become a top trainer.
I hope he
becomes. He's going to hit up May, and he may have children. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope it's with Serena.
Serena, then.
She's the only one that's really said she was in love with Ash.
Yeah. The other ones are like, you're so annoying.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's like, how about you shut up?
Yeah, shut your mouth. She took his first kiss too, Serena.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you don't see it, but you know.
You know what happened.
Yeah, she got on her tippy toes and then...
Bye-bye Butterfree.
All he says, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both blushing, so... Yeah. It is what it is.
Don't all romantic scenes end like that.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Beautiful. I don't want to do the whole episode by episode, man, but Chainsaw Man episode 5.
Fire.
Pretty fire.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty fire, man.
What happened?
Makima happened.
Oh, that's why.
Makima happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what the hell is this? What is going what is going on here? Let's just say she's a master. She knows what she's got.
She knows how to use it. Yeah, she knows how to get what she wants with what she's got.
And
that's for sure.
Respect. Respect is all I have to say.
Yeah, Denji's a bit of a simp. Fucking.
Oh, dude, Denji's a hard simp.
Little lap dog.
But they don't hide it.
No.
You know?
I hate when
you go to other animes and they're like, try and act like it's normal. It's like, that's not normal. You're simping.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about Denji. It's like, you know, he's a simp.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
He owns it.
He says it out loud. Yeah. Everyone knows. That he's a simp, and they use it against him, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's
also,
hilarious.
Dude, Blue Lock.
I fucking knew you'd love it, dude.
I like Blue Lock.
How good is it, man?
Dude, I love it, man. I mean, it's not like, you know, I was talking to Joseph.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you should watch Blue Lock. But he's not into animes when, like, they talk to themselves a lot.
Oh, that's Blue Lock, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. He was like, it's not going to be for me. Yeah. And I was like... Yeah, I don't like that part that much, but I like the more, I like the story.
Yeah.
I like the whole premise.
Yeah.
Of like.
It's good, eh?
Unlocking like that monster
inside
of you
when
you play sport. Because like you can be like a nice guy and as soon as you like get on that, you know, footy field, basketball, whatever. You change like
nature.
That. Dude,
yeah. Kobe Bryant, killer instincts.
Kobe Bryant, yeah, exactly.
Like that's
that's pretty much what Blue Lock's about. It's about like trying to unlock and master that ego.
Oh, it goes off, man. Like, and the animation is prime. Like, fuck.
It is really good. Although I saw one funny scene where you see like what? You see like the orange hair dude.
Yeah,
he's
like
standing there.
Ichigo, eh?
Yeah, and he's just like, he looked bleach. Is that bleach?
Yeah, bleach.
And he's just like standing there, and then you just see like, who's the main character again? Ishugi.
It's
something.
Ishugi, Ichagi.
Something like that. You just see like him like running, like coming into screen like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looked horrible. But yeah. But I'll let it slide.
Them outside runs. I'm just gonna hold on.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just gonna open up the curtain.
Yeah, do it, man. Oh, it's getting dark. Yeah. Bring the light. The light bringer.
Yeah.
The light bringer.
Here he
comes.
I feel like we're getting darker.
Yeah, we get dark. Yeah. That's what we do on Senpai with some guy. We're like the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah.
We start light and then we get
dark,
baby. And lose our noses on the way. And start yelling random lines. when we're 50. Can you imagine if we were 50 doing this? That'd be weird, but kind of cool.
I reckon it'd be cool.
It'd be kind of cool. Everything. Wow, these guys have 200 views. they're still doing it.
They're still going.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to us.
We do it because we love it.
30 years from now.
Not because we have to.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because we love it. guys, we got the windows open.
Yeah, it's hot.
Getting hot again.
Yeah, so.
We should get a...
which kind of sucks. Like, we were so geared up for winter season of Senpai with some guy, and we messed it up. Yeah.
I messed it up.
No, I did.
No, I messed it up. It was me.
I was getting pretty...
It was us.
Well, it was us. We were together.
We were getting to... We got too drained.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. That was when we were doing weekly episodes, though.
Dude, weekly episodes were...
A joke. How?
I don't know how we did it.
How did you do it, really? That was a serious question. Fuck.
I do think the quality's gone up now.
Which is crazy. Like, you put in so much, like, cuts and shit. And like
on the previous one,
yeah.
I think they took too long, and I realized no one's watching. No, I was like, I was gonna do the starts,
which looked really good. Also, did you guys see the intro last week?
Check new intro.
God damn, how good is that?
I put some effort into that.
Yeah, if you guys can name the three characters that are inside the intro, we will give away one of the plushies that we couldn't give away at Supernova last week.
There you go, guys.
Just let us know, okay? Put it in the comments and we will give you the plushies.
The amount of times I said, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I felt like an RPG character on a side quest. Like when you go, what's your, like, hey man, could you help me over here?
Let's go.
Let's go. So, how long have you been here for? You know, I was like, you know, taking you on a side quest.
It was fun though. It was funny. There's some definite funny moments that I still remember.
Dude, there's some. What you? I can't wait to see more footage, man. I've actually got more footage I can show you. But, dude, you're gonna be like, what the hell? Remember that chick?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
The guitar chick.
Oh, that was. I hope you're not watching, because.
I hope you're watching. We you're the best.
Yeah.
But man, we were like, we had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
We had no idea. We were like, but we were just like digging it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming up to us. I guess.
Thanks for coming up to us. It was great.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Probably one of the probably the only person that we didn't have to go up to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, except for Wolf Boy.
Wolf. Yeah. He was
Wolf Boy.
Was,
shout out to you, Wolf man. Boy, you were so cool.
Yeah. It came out.
You were so cool.
Doing the old claws and stuff.
Yeah. I loved you. You were so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some cool interview eyes, viewees.
Viewees?
Tuies?
EB. Extra dry.
4X. Great time. Good time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What else is, anything new?
I have been on the search for the new Switch Bratz game for my partner.
Why?
She wants to play it.
Why?
Nostalgic, because of the old ones
on the DS and stuff.
Yeah, and like PlayStation shit like
what,
that.
What do you do on the Bratz game?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I found it.
You found it?
Yeah. She doesn't know.
Oh, she is now.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna know when I get home. Oh, yeah. True. I found it. Told her I didn't find it. She went to 4 stores. They were sold out. Mm. I went to 3 stores. Sold out. Came here. Went to Sunnybank. Went to EB Games. All the way out there. Found it. Yeah.
You're a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you know what's a good game that I would like to play is Barbie Race and Ride. nostalgic.
Super nostalgic.
PlayStation 1 game. You know, you should just ride a horse.
Yeah.
Around and look at sea creatures and feed your horse.
Yeah.
Very calming game.
Very calming.
If they remade that, not going to lie, I'd be jamming it.
Yeah.
Some baby race and ride.
Hell yeah.
Get me on that shit.
I'd love to get on that.
Oh, what's another thing? Oh, dude, going to the con, it's like it reinvigorated my interest in like in manga and anime.
Hell yeah, bro.
Am I right?
Hell yeah.
Am I right, dude?
You're fucking 100%.
I came out of it, dude. And I was like, just from like looking at all the art and the manga covers, I was just like, I forgot how much I enjoy just like the art aspect of it.
Just, yeah. It's sick, man.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I like started going to like D-Mox and I was like, damn, I want to like start reading. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
I love it.
I love it too.
Like I read it on my phone, but like there's a difference, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a definite, like, feeling difference when you read it from the book.
Oh.
It just feels so good.
Something about touching a piece of paper.
Just yeah, flipping the pages.
Makes me feel a certain way.
The smell.
I love sniffing it.
The smell. A new book, open it up.
If someone's, if someone's like, listening to this, they're like...
Yeah.
Like, smelling their ear.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Also, like, what did you guys think about our last episode?
Yeah, did you like it?
Did you like it?
Was it too weird?
It was, yeah, like...
It was a bit weird.
We, yeah, I found it hilarious.
I found it pretty funny.
Yeah.
Personally. Like, not the guy that commented on the YouTube page.
Yeah, who are you, man?
Daryl.
Straight up, like, who are you?
I think it's my mom.
Fuck.
I don't think... I don't know, man. But thank you for commenting.
Super fucking weird, man. That was super fucking weird.
But, like...
God.
I never thought I'd enjoy that more than just, like... Good app. Yeah. Like, some reason, like, someone... Like,
going, did a full story.
Like, it's funny when they write something and it's, like, spelt wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're dumb.
Well, you're stupid. Do you not have autocorrect?
You didn't even take the time to go into this.
Goddamn Nimrod.
Yeah. Can you, like, if you want to insult me properly, okay?
Yeah.
Because you were saying some stuff and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. Like, where are you from?
First of all, we're 45.
If I know you, I'm sorry. If I know you, I'm sorry. But you're
It's probably your uncle.
You're an idiot.
It's probably one of your uncles.
Shit.
It's probably the Farno out there.
Farnell.
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 What the Farnell out there? Cheer, bro. What else is...
I think we should cosplay next time.
Like, you think fully. We should cosplay next time?
I mean, like, I... First time I dressed up in cosplay was for a party. And, like, I enjoyed it.
You looked good, though.
I felt good.
I don't think I suit a character.
I don't know. You definitely could. Like, I didn't think I was going to suit that character.
But you suit it.
But I, yeah.
You're lanky, man.
It looked good. Yeah, but he's, you know, he's small and stocky. Like, he's swole.
Yeah, true.
No, he's not swole. Like, I'm Tengen's height.
I reckon I could pull off, I don't know what I could pull off.
An Inosuke. You could pull off an Inosuke.
Yeah, but it's too much effort.
Yeah,
I have to get, like, a pig head or something like that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not getting a pig head.
You pull off Tengen.
Yeah, but I don't like the costume. And everyone goes as him.
Yeah, that was super surprising.
That was so many. Because you can buy it easily.
Yeah.
There's so many Tengens, which is Demon Slayer, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Grey hair with the star stuff around his
one
head
eye.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super weird. Keep track of time. Like.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, I'll be down. I'll be on a cosplay. We just have to plan it.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the Gold Coast one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do another one?
I might go as Luffy this time.
Luffy? Oh, dude, you pretty much look like Luffy.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
It's the easiest cosplay ever.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know what to do, man.
You could be Sanji.
Could I?
I reckon we'd both make a good Sanji. You'd make a good Zoro.
I could do Zoro. I got the scar.
Yeah.
You know?
And then
dye my hair green.
Scar across the chest.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
And I got the swords. Let's borrow your swords.
Yeah. You know? Zoro's so badass too.
He's so badass, man.
Yeah. You're badass.
Zoro's I could just wear badass. A kimono.
Yeah.
You know? And just do that. We could do Wano Arc. We could do Wano
we
Arc.
Could do Wano
dude.
Arc, yeah.
That's sick.
It'd be we so could do Wano. Cool. Oh yeah.
That'd be dope.
Put it in paper.
Put it in paper. Write it with a pen.
Yeah, write it.
Go to my house later, sleep in my den. If you wanna go, then I know you're not a hen. You're
yes.
a chicken, you're a peck. I don't wanna go, sleep on my deck. Yeah. Oh, if you like it, then you wanna go fast. I am over here, cause we're not in the past. Here is a present, here is a gift. I come over here, cause I hit a cool rip.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans, yummy. Yeah, anyways. That's a plan, sounds like a good plan. I'm just really keen for you guys to see the video.
Oh, that hurt my neck.
Are you right?
Yeah, I was trying to do like invisible light syndrome, but it hurt my neck.
Invisible light?
ILS.
ILS, I like that. Oh, yeah. Chug out my lobster.
Yeah, they're walking around.
On the trend. Just, they've done their second gym session of the year.
They're walking around with fucking yoga mats under their arms. Like, yeah, come on.
Yoga mats?
Yeah, just like
rolled up. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't like that. Call them coat hangers. Coat hangers,
nice,
better,
dude. Yeah. Coat hangers.
Yoga mat implies that they do yoga. They don't do yoga.
Yeah, they don't do yoga.
They ain't doing yoga.
No fucking way.
this week I started doing some MMA with Jimmy.
True.
It's been sick, dude.
That's so sick, man.
It's been cool. You should come down.
Maybe I'm not really.
You should come down, man.
Not really good at confrontation.
It's not. It's your sparring.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
And learning.
I'm still not good at that either.
Did you? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You should come.
Maybe.
Do a free trial. Be a free trial guy.
I'm feeling forced.
Come on, man. I'm trying to get him, like, come climbing. Can we do a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Let's just... If you're still listening to this point, give us a message.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think, right? Some ideas for future videos, like not podcasts. Like kind of like what we did with Supernova.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we'll do a challenge, right? And
this is real reaction, by the way.
This is real reaction, right?
Yeah.
If I win the challenge, you can like pick a challenge for me to do, right? Yeah. Also, if I win a challenge, I can pick a challenge for you to do. And that could be like rock climbing or martial arts. Like so you have to do something that's kind of out of your comfort zone and vice versa. All
right.
So you can pick something to put that I have to do that's out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
Are you down?
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
That's the prize kind of thing. That's what we get out of it.
Yeah. All right.
It's gonna, and then it turns into another video.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You down?
I'll give it a go.
We just have to realize, we have to find something to do.
Yeah, but I don't know what this guy's comfort zone is, like, for things that I'd do. It's kind of hard.
It's anything.
Yeah. We'll see.
It could be, I could do a food for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a picky ass eater.
But don't.
My missus can, like, she'll definitely contest to that. She's getting sick of it.
Yeah.
She wants to try new things, and I'm,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty bad for it. Apologies. How many times did I say that?
What?
In the video. Apologies.
Yeah, but it's okay because you're apologetic.
It was my catchphrase for the day. 100%.
Mine was let's go and yours is apologies.
Apologies.
Apologies. It's so awkward after every time we interview someone, we're like, yeah, you know, I'm here on follow us on us.
Yeah, sometimes this guy was like, yeah, we've got cards. And then like, you look at me and you're like,
oh,
you're going to get the card? Base. Like, you got the cards, bro?
I was like, here, just have extra cards.
It's like, shit.
Dude, we did it wrong.
Huh?
We did it wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole point, I should have been like, all right, if you just add follow us on Instagram,
yeah,
you can do it, ask a question.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But it's first time. First time out of the comfort zone.
Like, we didn't even prepare freaking questions, man.
Dude, we were so unprepared. But I kind of think, so everything you see is genuine.
Yeah.
Every interaction you see on that video is a genuine conversation that's just happening.
It was a genuine...
Us being scared shitless at the start, slowly
getting
better.
It. Yeah, the energy was there.
You see the transition, man, with you, like at the start, you're very like jumpy, and then slowly you just like become more confident. It's pretty cool.
Break it on down, break dancing. Bring
it on down, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying, shit, man.
Do
you want to call? I think we started this 10 minutes late.
I think we started like 5 minutes like late. Like,
do you want to keep going then?
Yeah. We should.
What do you want to do then?
I don't know.
Disco?
Do you want to disco?
Do you want to free yourself for the last... I've got the beat wrong there.
I forgot the rest of it. Fuck. Ostrich. Real ostrich. 3 payments.
What?
New boot goofing.
New boot goofing, babe.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. New boots.
3 payments. Don't mind. Oh, new boot girlfriend.
And I messed that up.
Oh, I actually, I want to get cowboy boots.
I know what to talk about. I've been on the hunt. Well, because you know how you don't want to go to Japan with me. Fair enough. I've been trying to find people to go to Japan with me.
Yeah.
You see how salty I am?
Yeah. I thought your wife was going to go.
Salt.
Is your wife not going
to
go?
No, I was trying to do a boys trip, man.
Oh.
So I've never traveled by myself or with like a boy, like a friend.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something different, get out of my comfort zone.
Mm.
So I'm trying to find people. And, you know, maybe Joseph, but maybe not. If not, I'm just going to go by myself. I'll maybe take Kat, Nathan, something like that. But the only reason I go by myself is because I wanted to like, you know, stay in a capsule hotel.
Yeah.
Like I want to do stuff like, you know me, I like doing stuff that people don't like doing, but it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's a story. Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, I get that.
Just for, not the whole time, just like a one night and like do like an overnight, you know, trip somewhere on a train.
Yeah.
Sleep on a train.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. That's sick. Adventurous. Yeah. That's very adventurous.
You're like, I don't want to do that.
No, I thought about doing capsule hotels. They look cool.
Yeah. Not the whole time.
No, definitely not the whole time. It's not a whole time thing. I might be going to Korea next year.
That's pretty much Japan, dude.
Yeah. I might be going to South Korea.
That sounds cool.
So,
well, I was being in Japan by myself.
God damn it, man.
I was being, you know, Japan by myself. You know, eating ramen, just eating ramen Japan. Alone in Japan. The in the ramen shop.
One, maybe a stand, maybe
a stand.
Yeah, maybe a bizarre adventure stands.
No, don't say that.
What?
Don't mention JoJo on this podcast.
Not a fan.
I'm joking.
I'm not a fan of that.
I'm
show.
I'm joking. You JoJo fans. I like. Yeah. You know what's good about JoJo fans? They know. Which is the best part. So you can joke with JoJo fans. You can be like, bro, are you a JoJo fan? And they're like, because they know.
Yeah,
I know. They know they're sus.
Yeah.
They know they're sus.
Shout out to you, Tyrone. I know you love JoJo.
Yeah, you little JoJo fan, you. And Harry. Oh, Harry, you out there?
Hazard the JoJo fan.
Yeah, so that's my life. You know, just trying to find a trip. Just trying to find a friend. try to find a, you know, or friends. Friends.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah. I'll just talk to Tony, man.
No.
Dude, I'll just convince Tony, bro.
No, you can't, because she'll crack under pressure and she'll just say, exactly. No, fine.
Exactly.
But what she really wants is to go on a holiday with yours truly.
Exactly.
Life partner.
We could do... If you and Tony come, Kat will come too. We can make it happen.
He's trying to convince me. Yeah.
We could go to Korea as well. We'll do a Japan-Korea trip.
Japan-Korea.
Does that sound good? We could do it.
Okay.
We could do it. I'm trying to work it out. We could do September, November.
Yeah.
Autumn.
September, November.
Japan. Autumn.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very nice.
Yeah, it does.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. Fall's very nice. In other countries, there not here though. Australia sucks for autumn.
Australia looks dry.
Autumn sucks here. Yeah,
sucks, eh? sucks, M&M's.
Sucks, yeah. Petals.
Yeah, M&M's. We'll talk about this off air.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just trying to peer pressure him.
I'm very really bad with peer pressure too. Like,
he's not bad with
so
it.
So bad.
He's not bad. I could literally be like, hey man, we're going to Japan. Cool man, yep. And then he'll flake on the last. Oh, sorry, man.
Just not talk about it for a few weeks.
Yeah, sorry, man.
He's forgotten.
Oh, shit. Sorry, man. Ends up, I bought a ticket to Korea.
Yeah, you know.
Instead of Japan.
You know, I may be a flake.
Yeah.
But what's a fucking soft serve without a flake?
100%, all right? Man.
What is it?
And I'm a soft serve and I need my flake.
What is it?
Would you leave a soft serve without a flake?
Exactly. You tell me what a soft serve is without a flake. All right. I may flake. I may be a flake a gang for life.
I get it.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm pretty bad.
I'm gonna message Tony.
No.
I'm gonna message you. Look, I'm gonna get my way.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
I'm gonna get my way. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, look, Tony, look, I know you wanna go to South Korea.
Yeah.
Let's do Japan. We'll do a trip to South Korea. Yeah. You don't need to do a week in South Korea.
She's just not gonna reply.
I'll ring her.
Jesus.
I'll go to your house and sit her down and be like, Tony, we need to talk.
Damn.
Nah, it's all right.
I'm just going to sit like this and just say nothing.
It's fine.
Also, Friendsmas is coming up next month.
I'm pretty keen, dude.
Thank you for organizing it.
Dude, I'm setting up something really cool. I need to borrow some stuff from you, though.
Well, you need to borrow some stuff from me. Corn. That's cool.
Some cornhole.
Yeah, all good.
Beer pong table?
Yeah, sweet, man. Can sort that out, bro.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be a...
Games. I got
I got
outdoor games, yo.
Bro. If you're listening, Friendsmas people...
Yeah. We're gonna do you guys listen?
Dude, the big Jenga's coming. We're going to have... there's going to be some fun games. There's a sneaker... what's it called? We're going to do the Tortilla tournament.
No way, man.
Yeah. Tortilla slap tournament.
Oh, my God. Yep. I didn't know how to...
Hold it in.
Hold my strength, man.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
How can she slap? Yeah, you know what I mean?
How can she slap?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The meme. Like if you
you
guys know.
I don't know. The meme is...
My back will be killing me, yeah?
Yeah. From all the swinging.
From all the tortilla swinging, dinging. Yeah,
is that too much?
Tortilla dinging.
Too much.
Dingers, G.
Man, I love...
Durskies.
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. Yeah. I'm one of those dudes, man.
I miss the magic, but yeah. Susan, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to create again.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to create the magic.
Young SC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
Got to keep that love alive. It's not the presents.
It's not the presents.
It's the memories.
Yeah, whoa. it's not the presence, it's the presence.
Yeah. Oh, deep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's not the presence. Yeah, yeah. That's not it's the presence. Presence. It's the presence.
It's the presence. Yeah, yeah.
So, say like allergy.
Yeah. Oh, how does he
Mons.
Go?
It's not Mons the presence.
Is, yeah, it's not the presence.
No, it is the presence.
It is the presence.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
El Presidente.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. It's not the presence. It's the presence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the presence.
No, I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I know what you're talking
It's the presence,
about.
Man. Yeah, man. Mons want to talk about presence.
I've got presents
but
for
it's
days.
It's not that. It's presents, yeah.
No. It's not a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah.
If you know
yeah.
what I mean.
If you know what I mean, yeah.
yeah. All right. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right.
I'm cooler, man.
Yeah. Good potty.
it's just a whole lot of shit talking today.
Dude, that's
fine.
That's senpai with some guy.
Yeah.
If you found us...
yeah.
If you're listening to this far, you probably should subscribe.
Yeah, fuck, man. Like, seriously.
If you're not subscribing by this point... yeah,
what is wrong with you?
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Shout
out
to
you, Daryl.
Don't forget to like, subscribe. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, mum.
But,
yeah.
like, actually, thanks for commenting, even though it was fucking
weird.
Even
though it was
weird.
Bad, yeah, yeah. Bad yeah. publicity is good publicity, yeah. apparently.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. even if it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, subscribe, hit the buttons, follow us, rate us, leave a review.
Leave a review.
Everything yeah. Helps us.
All of it. Just fucking do it, man. Yeah. Like, seriously. Just
all of it.
Yeah. All of everything, all of the above. Like, if it was multiple choice, don't choose one, choose all.
Choose all, yeah. Do it all. Like us all. So, without further ado, let me just...
Also, get keen for the Supernova video.
It's coming. Let's do it on this, ready? 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, he's dead. Oh, you all right, bro?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Sorry, man. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
I'm sorry. I went a bit hard there. I went a bit hard there.
Internal bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Band-Aids. That's why they invented Band-Aids. You swallow a Band-Aid and it fixes internal bleeding. Okay.
Thank you. I was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I could be a Hollywood fucking actor.
Dude, you're like Hugh Jackman.
Shit, man.
You're like Hugh Jackman, but without the Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. You're the space between Hugh and Jackman.
That's such a good line.
You like that?
Yeah.
Is it? You like that? Yeah. Oh, it's not the presence.